City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. The voice of Liverpool.
City Talk 105.9. Simon O'Brien on Saturday.
City Talk 105.9.
Yes, good morning. Let's take a closer look at the weather before we start our what-ons, where they're having some relevance. It is going to be sunny. We're going to have a gorgeous sunny day. It might be a bit hazy out there at the moment. That should burn off. We've got highs today of 22 degrees Celsius. Bit of a breeze, which will be nice. Wind from the northwest. And tomorrow, it's a very similar story indeed. We could have fog to start off early on. So if you are travelling tomorrow morning, be careful. And then it will be a bit cloudy. But after lunchtime, by about 1 o'clock onwards, again, the sun should break through. So a gorgeous, gorgeous summer's weekend on the way. So we need things to do for that gorgeous weekend. And joining us on the line now, we have Professor Steve Harding. Good morning, Steve.
Hello, Simon.
What have you got going on for people on this gorgeous, gorgeous sunny weekend?
Well, we've got a walk that's going from Neston to Chester. It's what's called a Viking Church's Heritage Walk, believe it or not.
And how far is that?
Pardon?
How far is that?
It's a 30 mile, so it's a good old slog. But some people are just going part of the way. That's absolutely fine. But the hardy ones are going to see it right through.
Well, you've got the weather for it, mate, haven't you?
Well, I can't believe it, because 2 days ago we saw it was going to be thunder and lightning. We thought, you know, Thor was going to have a say in all.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. It's absolutely glorious. I'm at Parkgate at the moment, looking over the Dee Marshes, the Dee Estuary. It's absolutely glorious, yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah.
So why this particular walk for the Viking Heritage Trail?
Well, it's celebrating Viking heritage on Wirral, Chester and Merseyside. But the reason why we're doing it is that in Chester there's St Olav's Church, and St Olav is the patron saint of Norway. And the Norwegians every year, they have this pilgrimage which goes over 100 miles to Trondheim. Now, this is our answer, not quite as grandiose as that, you know, 30 miles, but it's still fun. I think we're going to feel it at the end. So it's fun, but it's also trying to develop the areas. There's heritage, as you may know, there's a lot of sort of Viking heritage in the region. This is just one country.
Indeed, yeah. Aren't I right thinking there was you probably able to put me in the right direction here. Didn't an English queen allowed, or a regional queen, allowed some Vikings to settle on the Wirral, and next thing, they were sacking Chester.
That's absolutely right.
That's how it works, isn't it? I knew it was.
Queen Ethelfled, who was the daughter of Alfred the Great, and she gave permission to a large group coming from Ireland, led by a Viking called Ingemund, who got booted out of Ireland, basically, and they were looking for sort of lands to settle peacefully. That's what they said anyway, and Queen Ethelfled felt sorry for them. There was this sort of land which was considered of not of much value.
Yes, yeah, called Wirral, isn't it, then?
Yeah, well, that's right. Liverpoolians still think it's not much value, but we would argue otherwise.
Quite so.
And, on condition that they basically settled peacefully and then didn't start attacking the surrounding English, which they did for a few years, but then
what Vikings are like, they just have to revert to type, don't they?
I know, I'm afraid so. And in a sense, one sort of misconception people have about the Vikings on Merseyside, people think they're all sort of bloodthirsty and things, but in fact many of them had been Christianized, because when they came from Ireland, many would have brought with them sort of Celtic wives, and you know, they sort of sorted the blokes out. And so there was a fair degree of Christianity. Mm-hmm. So in Wirral we've got two churches. That's St Bridget's at West Kirby, which is a Viking church.
What's that stone in there? Isn't there a stone in there? What's that?
There's a marvellous hogback tombstone.
That's
there,
the one, yeah.
Comes from the Vikings. But in Neston, there's the Church of St Mary, St Helen, which has got Viking roots. And inside the church are these wonderful stone fragments which belong to two, perhaps three, crosses. And that might have been smashed up by Cromwell or someone like that, we don't know. But on one of the fragments, it's got this woman, this Viking woman, with her arm around the waist of this man, and it's ever so touching. You know, you think of Vikings fighting all the time, but this gives completely different, the opposite sort of image.
So, well, they're just nice family guys, really. Actually, you just reminded me there, really. It's amazing, isn't it, that so much of our region is named after the Vikings. You know, lots of the, you know, Thurseston, Neston, you just named them there, Kirby, West Kirby,
Ormskirk. You know, both sides of the Mersey, yeah.
Yeah, so all over, really. And yet, they left very little in kind of the way of physical traces.
Oh, well, I'm not sure about that. I mean, you mentioned the hogback at West Kirby. There was a smaller hogback tombstone found in someone's back garden in Bidston three or four years ago. And there's this stuff in Neston. There was lots of Viking stuff found at Mell. So there is a lot of stuff around. And, you know, we were involved with the genetic survey of Wirral and West Lancashire. The results were published earlier this year in a major scientific journal, looking at old West Lancashire families. And sure enough, significant Viking ancestry was found. So, yeah, they're still there. The Vikings are still there.
Yeah, they're actually in our blood.
Indeed.
Okay, so if people want to get involved on this glorious day for a lovely walk, it'd be a lovely walk down by the Dee there from Neston to Chester. How do they do it, sir?
Well, they're going to better get skates on because we're moving about 9:15 from Neston. But if people want to join along the way, we're going through Burton, Puddington, and then onto the cycleway eventually towards Chester, joining it at near the Welsh Road. So you can catch us later on if you don't catch us in Neston to start off with.
Okay, brilliant. Enjoy your day there. It was Professor Stephen Harding there, a Viking expert, and that's for the Viking walk today from Neston to Chester. Now then.